Remsen city officials have issued an alert regarding a water ban. According to the city's Facebook posting, one of the Remsen wells has gone down. Due to this incident, city officials are telling their residents not to water their lawns or wash their cars, fill their swimming pools during this water ban. Officials say that the water ban will be strictly enforced. If residents ignore the water ban, there is a possibility that the city of Remsen will not be able to keep up with its water demand and will be out of water altogether. City officials ask that you limit the amount of water used for necessities such as laundry, dishes, showers, and toilet usage. The city says that they realize it is an inconvenience and they apologize. Once the well is back in working order, city officials will notify those residents. So, again, the city of Remsen is under a water ban. The annual Owens 4th of July Tractor Parade is scheduled for Sunday at 12 noon. Mark Luch, one of the organizers of the parade, says that this is the 28th year for the parade, which started as a result of relatives visiting the Luch farm.
Originally, it was after my grandparents died, and it was a way that my mom could get her brothers and sisters to come down, and it was 4th of July, and there was enough people around, and we'd play around with our tractors, and one afternoon, Dad decided we'd just go to town, go to Owens, we'll drive to Owens, and we'll come back, we're going to eat. So when we got back from town, Mom had food ready for us all to eat, and that was the beginning of it.
Luch says in past years there have been over 100 entries of antique tractors participating on the parade. He says it expanded from his family members and friends driving tractors from the Luch family collection of tractors to now other friends and neighbors wanting to showcase their own tractors.
I think the most we had was 109 one year. Yep, and people have kind of been showing up from kind of all over. And we had a family last year with the COVID. They wanted something to do. They brought their old tractor up, and from Sioux City they were, and they heard about us and welcomed us. I told them they were welcome to join in. So, and in the past years, you know, it kind of originally started with mostly our tractors, but over the years, the people that have been driving our tractors have gotten their own, and we let them join in with theirs, and it seems like less of ours show up, but get to town, but they are always out on display here at the farm.
Luch says many of his tractors that will appear in Sunday's parades are already on display at his farm for visitors to examine and get a close-up look.
They're pretty much all out now, and they'll be on display throughout the weekend, I believe, and we probably won't start putting them away until Monday. So anybody's welcome to come out and walk through them, and if one of us is around, we can share our insight with them, or if they got questions, we'll feel free to ask, and we will try to answer them.
Luch talks about the oldest tractor as part of his John Deere collection.
The oldest tractor is a 1919 Waterloo Boy, is what we have. So,
and that was, of course, the predecessor to John Deere.
That is correct. That is correct. Yep, that is the oldest one. We won't parade that one, but we will. We got it sitting out in display.
He says anyone is welcome to participate in the annual Owens Tractor Parade. Tractors will begin lining up at around 11:30 a.m. from the Luch Farm located on Pioneer Avenue just east of Owens. AAA Motor Club is predicting millions of people will be traveling during this extended holiday weekend, and the Iowa State Patrol will be watching motorists as they travel to their preferred destination. Trooper Karen Yanov says that the Iowa State Patrol will increase its patrol presence.
We're going to participate with the step enforcement. We're going to have an aircraft traffic enforcement on Highway 71 on Saturday. We're going to participate with that with other agencies and try to get everyone that's slowing down to make sure that they're aware of their speed when they're going up to and from the lakes.
Yanov says during this last year, law enforcement officials have stopped motorists traveling at excessive speeds. Many times, those motorists were traveling above 100 miles an hour. She says oftentimes the driver is just not paying close attention to their driving.
You know, we just had a trooper that just checked a speed here on Highway 3 just a few days ago that checked 100 miles an hour in a 55-mile-an-hour zone. And this person had been out of state, and we just want to make sure that everyone is making sure that they're aware that they are going this speed. Sometimes people don't know that they were going that fast because they weren't simply paying attention. So I think with us being around here to make sure that we're educating everyone, to make sure that we are slowing down, that we are aware of our surroundings, and we're aware of what our speed is.
The Iowa State Patrol Trooper says there is a good possibility that we could see additional accidents because of the long holiday weekend.
I hope that there aren't going to be any more accidents, especially for the fatalities here in the state of Iowa. Obviously, with the State Patrol partnering up with the Department of Transportation, our goal is to be under 300 for the 300 lives of fatalities, and we try not to get to that point every year. And I think if everyone just be aware of their speed and making sure that they know where they're at, we're obviously going to see an increased number of vehicles on the roads now through this holiday weekend, especially with it being a nice weather. Just want to make sure that everyone's aware, to make sure that they take their time and make sure that they get to their place safely.
Yanov says along with intoxicated or impaired drivers, distracted driving is also a major cause for vehicle accidents.
Distracted driving is obviously another factor what would lead to another motor vehicle crash. So we want to make sure that we're putting our cell phones down, making sure that we're keeping our both hands on the wheel, making sure that we're looking straight ahead or even around us just to make sure we know where we're at all times. Also on top of the distracted driving with our cell phones, we want to make sure that all the occupants with inside the vehicle are making sure that they're secured and making sure that they're respecting that space with that driver to make sure that they're allowing them to drive safely on the roads.
She says for this 4th of July holiday weekend, she recommends drivers to buckle up and have all passengers also using their seat belts, follow the posted speed limits, don't drink and drive, put down the cell phone, allow for enough stopping space between your vehicle and the vehicle in front of you, and take your time getting to your destination. Yanov has yet another bit of advice.
I'd like to say that the red, white, and blue represents freedom for this upcoming holiday. Please don't have those colors flash behind you and cause your freedom to disappear. The Iowa State Patrol cares about your safety. Happy 4th of July. Please be safe and have fun.
The Lamar's Police Department, along with the Lamar's Fire and Rescue Department, wants to remind people of the fireworks ordinances for Lamar's. Assistant Police Chief Justin Dale says that fireworks are allowed to be discharged within the city limits only for 3 days.
Well, the City Council approved last year to narrow the time frame of when fireworks can be shot off. Reminder just in city limits that fireworks can only be shot off July 3 through July 5th from noon to 11 p.m. on each of those days.
Dale reminds people when discharging fireworks to be respectful of your neighbors.
The thing we do ask is be mindful of the neighbors. You know, be respectful. Maybe your neighbors have asked you to stop. Be mindful of people that live next to you. You know, when the fireworks go up, some of that trash has to come down. So be mindful of that. If they have pets or if they kind of ask you to limit it to some smaller fireworks, just be a good neighbor and pick up the trash when you do set them off in that particular time frame.
The assistant police chief says that fireworks can only be discharged from private property. They are not to be discharged from any streets, city parking lots, city parks, school grounds, or businesses. Children below the age of 18 are recommended to have adult supervision. Fire Chief Dave Shipper echoes Dale's comments regarding fireworks safety.
Well, one, first of all, safety. You know, there should be adult supervision. We don't want any children shooting fireworks. We want to make sure that you have some kind of suppression equipment, whether it be a fire extinguisher, a garden hose, bucket of water, something in case you do have a problem where one of the embers lands somewhere where you didn't intend it to. We want to make sure that if there's any wind, that you take that into consideration of where they could blow and land. And then the other thing is just that we want people to make sure that they're being kind to their neighbors. And then, of course, follow the rules as far as the times we allow. Noon to 11 p.m., July 3rd, July 4th, and July 5th. And then at 11 p.m., we want those shut off.
Shipper also says to take into consideration of any pets and veterans living within the neighborhood.